As you prepare for relaxation, you can make yourself comfortable by sitting in a comfortable chair or sofa or laying on a bed. Make sure that your head is supported. You can remove your shoes and loosen any tight or binding clothing. And as you prepare for relaxation, you may want to transition from whatever you've been doing to relaxation. One way to do that is to create a type of tunnel vision. You might start by focusing on the chair that you're sitting in, or the sofa, or the bed. The feel of your body as it rests in the chair. The regularity of your breathing and the sound of my voice. As you focus on those four things, just allow distractions going on around you or distracting thoughts or images running through your head or distracting sensations in your body. Allow all those distractions to fade into the background as you focus on the chair, your body in the chair, your breathing, and my voice. And then you might take that tunnel vision a step narrower by focusing only on the regularity of your breathing and the sound of my voice. As you focus on your breathing, at first just simply notice it, how you breathe in and how you breathe out, where the air goes as you breathe it in and where it goes as you breathe it out. And then you might slowly begin to change it, allowing that air to go so deeply into the lungs that it's actually your stomach that expands gently as you breathe in and it relaxes as you breathe out. Breathing so deeply into the lungs that it's actually your stomach that expands gently as you breathe in and it relaxes as you breathe out. And as you breathe this deeply, notice the subtle amount of tension that's created in the body as you inhale and the release that naturally comes as you exhale. Noticing the subtle amount of tension that's created as you inhale and the release that naturally comes as you exhale. And as you exhale, say to yourself silently the word relax, or calm, or peace, or any word of your choosing. Throughout the next few minutes of the exercises, we're going to use the breathing to facilitate and to deepen relaxation. So with a portion of your attention staying focused on your breathing and your eyes remaining comfortably closed, just direct your attention to the muscles of the arms, the right and the left arms, and take a moment to scan these muscles. You might start with one hand. Study that hand and go up that arm, up to the shoulder, across to the other shoulder, and down the other arm, right to the other hand. Study these muscles when they're at rest, looking for signs of tension or tightness, guarding or bracing. And then when you're ready, just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment, and then exhale slowly, thinking the word relax or any word of your choosing, and letting go of the tension that you'd found. As you let go of the tension, you might recall what it felt like to tense the muscles and then release, and recall those feelings now in the muscles of your right and left arms. As you follow the sensations of heaviness or lightness or warmth or tingling, as they flow from the shoulders into the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, and the hands. Follow the feelings with your mind and label them as relaxation. As you shift your attention up to the muscles of the forehead and the scalp, we'll take a moment to scan these muscles using your mind's eye or an imaginary beam of an imaginary flashlight to study the muscles of the forehead, the scalp, looking for signs of tension or tightness or guarding or bracing. And then when you're ready, just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment and exhale slowly, thinking the word relax and letting go of any tension that you'd found. You might imagine your forehead as smooth and relaxed. Use your mind's eye to picture it, smooth and relaxed and free of tension. Follow any sensations of warmth and tingling across the scalp and down around the ears. Label these feelings as relaxation. As you move your attention down to the muscles of the lower face and the jaw, and we'll take a moment to scan these muscles using your mind's eye, studying the muscles of the jaws, especially back where the upper and lower jaws meet near the ears, the muscles of the neck, studying these muscles when they're at rest, comparing right and left. And then just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment and exhale slowly, thinking the word relax and letting go of any tension that you'd found. As these muscles relax, you may notice that your teeth part a bit and your lips part a bit, and that's okay. That's a sign of relaxation. Follow the feelings of warmth and tingling as they flow along the jawline, into the chin, and down the front of the neck. If your head is supported, just allow it to feel as heavy as it can feel. Remember that the head is said to be the heaviest part of the body for its size, so allow it to be supported on the shoulders and the headrest. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply and regularly, with each breath noticing the subtle amount of tension that's created as you inhale and the release that naturally comes as you exhale. Moving our attention down to the first large muscle group involving the muscles of the shoulders, the chest, and the upper back. And we'll take a moment and scan these muscles using your mind's eye or the imaginary beam of your imaginary flashlight to scan the muscles of the chest, the shoulders, the right and left, and the upper back. Look for signs of tension or tightness. You might compare your front and your back, your left and your right, to study these muscles when they're at rest. looking for signs of tension, guarding. And then, when you're ready, just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment and exhale slowly, thinking the word relax and letting go of any tension that you'd found. As these muscles relax, your shoulders might drop a bit. Follow any sensations flowing through your muscles. Your muscles might feel a little heavier, like they're made of lead. They might feel a little lighter, like they're floating. Or they might feel like a curious combination of the two. There are no right or wrong feelings. Just notice the sensations in your muscles and label them as good. As you move your attention down to the largest muscle group of all, involving the muscles of the abdomen, the lower back, the hips and the buttocks, and the upper legs. It's a large muscle group, but it works well together. So take a moment to scan these muscles, using your mind's eye to study the muscles of the abdomen, the low back, studying the muscles of the hips and the buttocks, and then the muscles of the upper legs, right and left. Take a moment to scan the muscles, looking for signs of tension, signs of guarding, and then, when you're ready, just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment and exhale slowly, thinking the word relax and letting go of any tension that you'd found. As these muscles relax, you may find yourself sinking a little bit deeper into your chair or sofa or bed. Remember that it takes a bit of tension to have good posture. And right now, the only task of your muscles is to relax. So follow those sensations of warmth and tingling from the abdomen into the low back, into the hips, and into the upper legs. You may find as you relax your middle torso that your breathing becomes even more regular and slower and deeper. And that's good. It's a sign of relaxation. As you move your attention down to the muscles of the lower legs, right and left, and let's take a moment and scan these muscles. Once again, you might find yourself starting with one knee and moving down that leg over to the ankle, and then shift over to the other ankle and up that next lower leg. Study the sensations, compare right and left, the front and back of your lower legs, looking for pockets of tension, signs of guarding, educating yourself on your muscles when they're at rest. And then when you're ready, just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment and exhale slowly, thinking the word relax and letting go of any tension that you'd found. As these muscles relax, you might recall that gravity seems to help, pulling the sensations of warmth and tingling, heaviness or lightness, from the knees through the shins and the calves right down to the ankles. Focus on the feelings. Notice how different they are from any feelings of tension and tightness that were there moments ago. and label them as feelings that you've created all by yourself and can create again. As you move your attention next to the final muscle group of all, involving the feet, and just take a moment and study the sensations in one foot and then the other. Studying the muscles on the top of the feet, the bottoms of the feet, comparing right and left. And then when you're ready, just take a slow, deep abdominal breath. Pause for a moment and exhale slowly, thinking the word relax and letting go of any tension that you'd found. As these muscles relax, take note of any sensations of warmth and tingling that may seem to flow from the ankles through the heels, through the arches of the feet, the balls of the feet, and the tips of the toes. Follow the relaxation with your mind and allow the tension to break up, dissolve, or melt and flow right out the tips of the toes. And notice as it does so that you might notice a heaviness in your muscles or a lightness in the muscles or that curious combination of the two. There are no right or wrong feelings. Just notice the sensations in your muscles and label them as good. Continue to breathe slowly and deeply and regularly. And with each breath, notice the subtle amount of tension that's naturally created in the body. And as you exhale, notice the release that naturally comes. And take a moment to enjoy the calm that you've created. And now I'm going to count slowly backwards from 5 to 1. And with each number, allow yourself to become more alert while staying relaxed. And on 1, you can open your eyes. 5. 4, staying relaxed. 3, keeping your breathing slow and deep and regular. 2, preparing to open your eyes. And 1.